USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shanghai, China reported 3 COVID-19 deaths Monday, the first officially announced fatalities from a raging Omicron outbreak that locked the city of 26 million down. Since March 1st, more than 370,000 people in Shanghai have been infected. And by the official count, no one had died of COVID until Sunday. It should be noted all 3 were senior citizens. The newest tool for human traffickers to get their people into the United States is American teenagers. The open border policy and social media's recruitment platform, Border Patrol Officer Rivera on One America News explains.
Predominantly Mexican juveniles as foot guides or as coyotes. Recently, about fiscal year 21 and on, we've seen an increase of our encounters when it comes to drivers, U.S. citizen teenage drivers.
USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
A virus that's attacking the poultry industry has not crossed over to humans.
A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A classified satellite for the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office was launched into space from California Sunday morning. The satellite departed from Vandenberg Space Force Base aboard a 2-stage SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Vandenberg is on the California coast between Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo. Kyle Busch won Sunday's NASCAR race in Bristol, Tennessee. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The stock markets were choppy early Monday following the Easter holiday. Earnings season has now kicked into high gear with a ton of key financial names reporting. Netflix and Tesla will be the first of the big-cap consumer tech titans to post first-quarter results. Also, many U.S. airlines are ready to reveal the books. In all, about 13% of the Dow and Standard & Poor's 500 will report very soon. For the first time in 3 years, Pope Francis delivered his message to a live audience in Vatican City Easter Sunday. An estimated 50,000 people came to hear his words for the Ukrainian people.
In this darkness that you live in, Mr. Mayor, members of Parliament, the darkness of war, of cruelty, tonight all of us pray. We pray for you and with you.
Tutti noi preghiamo. Preghiamo per voi e con voi questa notte.
We pray because there is so much suffering. We can only give you our company, our prayers, and say to you, courage, we accompany you.
Possiamo darvi la nostra compagnia, la nostra preghiera.
And also to tell you the greatest thing that is being celebrated today, Christ is risen.
Anche dire la cosa più grande che oggi si celebra. Christos Voskres.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.